Well, all right, welcome in everybody to the iPhone Users Group for VIP on this beautiful day, the 18th of December 2024. A lot of people have been chattering about the iOS 18.2 and how it messed up the mail, how it put it in a, there's folders, and I don't have the update, but I have been talking to people about it, and there is a way that you can get it back to the way you're used to seeing it. And basically, once you launch your email program, you can flick left to a more button, double tap there, and then flick right over to till you hear list view, and double tap there, and it should put all your mail in line where the way you're used to. So that's my opener, and I'm gonna turn it over to the group.
Boy, be nice if things could be fixed that easily, wouldn't it? Whenever we have these stumbling blocks.
You know, the one problem I've had since I've done that 18.2, and I know some of the features, since I have a 13, they do say, you know, you're not going to have total access to everything that that update provides. But one thing I kind of noticed, and it's not all the time, it's that my voiceover voice, I don't know how to explain it. It almost sounds like it's coming over the phone. It doesn't have the resonance and bass that it normally has, because the speakers on my phone sound pretty good. And I was wondering if anybody noticed that.
No, I have one of mine. I've got the 13 as well. Mine seems to be okay.
I wonder if it's coming through your receiver once in a while rather than your actual speaker.
Yeah, I wondered about that too, Mar. And I, you know, I kind of shake it or whatever like you do when you try to change from speaker to the phone receiver. Yeah, it's weird. I don't, because it's not doing it now, but it's, you know, it has done it. And I thought, all right, what's making that happen?
Well, I noticed even with, I've got a 14 Pro and I'm still on 17.7. It won't be much longer. I'm going to jump off that ledge and go for the update. But I've noticed that voiceover, while I'll be flicking and It'll just stop talking. And I'm going, oh boy. So, but I found, you know, over time, after going through all these gyrations trying to get it to talk again, that if I just let it alone for maybe a minute, it starts talking again. I'm not sure what's going on with that either.
The other thing I've noticed is since I have done the update to the latest version, 18.2 or whatever that latest version is, I keep getting that stupid app library. And I can press the home key, because I have a 2020 SE, but I still have a home key. And I press that, and it goes away, and it goes back to normal for a little while, and then it just comes back. Like a bad penny.
Oh, well, have you gone into the settings? Because it looked like when I was going through settings the other day, there's like home app library whole settings. So maybe there's something in there that might fix it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look at that.
I know another thing I see too is, and I think it was even doing it before 18.2, is you can be reading something, an email or whatever, and all of a sudden the app switcher just, it takes you to another, you know, to one of your other apps, or it wants to close down what you're doing or whatever, and I haven't touched it.
Now that is bizarre. And what phone are you, using a 13?
Yeah, 13, just the plain old 13.
It's unlucky.
You're probably right, Mark. That sounds good.
That was funny, Mark. Well, when it does that, maybe if you just restart the phone, because you know how with all electronics, they do get wonky.
Yeah, and I know that's something I probably don't do as often as I should. I know some people say do that at least once a week, if not more often, and I know I probably don't do that.
They do recommend, for security reasons, at least once a week. And boy, and when you do that, it does fix a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't know if I shut mine down once a week or not, but when it... Hey, Della, welcome in. Whenever it starts acting weird or wonky like that, I do. I just like, you know, I'm tired of fighting this, and I just restart the phone. And it does seem to put everything, make it behave a little better.
But that library thing that Mara's talking about, now, I don't see that on mine. I mean, I know I have it, but I never see it like on my home screen or how is that accessed anyway, if you wanted it, which I don't think I do, but, you know, and I'm not really sure what its purpose is.
Oh, hey, Merry Christmas. Hello, everyone.
Well, to get to your app library, it's on everybody's phone. So when you get to the page list, you flick up and it's the last thing you see up there. That's where your app library is located.
Yeah, once you get to the final page of your apps, then it would be the next flick up. Right, Cheryl?
That's correct. And trash people decided they finally show up. That's what you're hearing. Oh, boy.
I'm still babying mine until next year. And I think I'm going to have to get a phone. I'm still having the same issue with the messages. And I've just been using the ad, too, and it seems to be working.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I think I suggested that. Okay, so Parker, you have an iWatch, right?
I was going to make a comment on what Terry said. Baby in the phone, it's like, I just bought this 14 Pro 2 years ago. And yes, they've got all these neat little features. But you know what? They're not available on my phone or even the 15. You have to buy the latest and greatest to get access to all those nifty little features, which is why they do that, to make you spend more money. And it's like, you know what, I'll just have to live without it until this thing decides it don't want to work anymore.
Put Cheryl down. She does not go in the trash. Yes, I do, Mar. I have an iPhone.
Yes, well, they got that a couple of years in advance. They probably they have all the updates they're going to do it for the next 2 or 3 years, but they just release it each year a little bit at a time to make you urge to buy.
What did I say? I had an iPhone. I have an iWatch. Jeez, mouse isn't working.
I knew what you meant. Okay, I may have asked this last time. I don't remember. But I don't remember the answer if I did. do you or are you supposed to close apps on that? Or does it just flick from one to the other and just leave things the way they are? Is there an app switcher on the iWatch?
Not to the best of my knowledge. I've never... The only thing I've ever got is when it gets into the notifications. And it tells you, it lets you clear it all. But I don't think there's an app switcher on there. If you hit your watch SIM, you can flip, in between things. And I do that once in a while if I got something that I'm having trouble getting rid of, I just do that and flip back to the main face page.
That's really interesting. I have never even seen an iWatch, so maybe it's a good thing. I probably would want one if I saw it, but I really don't wear a watch, so I wouldn't. I can't talk myself into it yet.
Mar, have you gone into the watch app on your phone much? There's several things there that you can set up and change if you want to.
Yeah, I have some. I know when I first got it, I did. And then the other day, it was saying that it was ready for update, so I did the update. And I have played around with that. I actually read a message on it today. I was out in the kitchen, and I got a message, and I actually read the message from my watch, which I thought was kind of cool.
You know what? I knew somebody that had an iWatch this years ago, and I would have bought it just for this feature. A long time ago, I used to have this watch. It was a Mickey Mouse watch, and it would tell you the time in the Mickey Mouse voice. Well, on the iWatch, that's one of the voices you can use. And I thought, wow, that's so cool.
I discovered the other day my watch was driving me nuts. Talking all the time when I didn't necessarily want it to talk. And I was in the phone, in the watch app on the phone the other day and discovered there's a raise to speak choice in there, which I turned off. And lo and behold, my phone is much quieter.
So you still have to keep your iPhone fairly close by to make the watch do what it does?
Yeah, the phone needs to be within, 10, 15 feet of it anyway to work. But yeah, because it uses Bluetooth.
Okay, this is for Mar. And if you want, I can send it to you. I'll play it if you can hear it all right.
List of four items. One, double-click the digital crown in Watch OS 9 and earlier. Press the side button. Apple Watch screen showing app switch or graphic. Two. Swipe up or down, or turn the digital crown. 3. Tap an app to open it. 4. To close the app switcher, press the digital crown in Watch OS 9 and earlier, press the side button. List and heading level 2. Remove an app from the app switcher. List of 3 items. 1. To open the app switcher, double click the digital crown in Watch OS 9 and earlier, press the side button. 2. Go to an app, then swipe left. 3. Tap the remove button. No alt supplied for image graphic. Period. Apple Watch Swatch.
Okay, I don't know if you got much out of that.
I did, but I'm not sure if that would apply to me because I'm not sure if I have 9 and earlier because I just got the watch around Thanksgiving, so I would think it would have the latest software, whatever that is.
The only thing you can do is try it, probably.
Yeah, I don't know what version of watch iOS I have, but it sounds like that's only for earlier versions.
I'll see if I can find anything for more recent. I might not do it now, but I'll look for it.
I wonder if you can go into the watch app on your phone and find out what version of iOS your watch is running.
I think you can even do it on the watch. I think there is a way to get into where it says about. I think there's a thing on there. I don't want to do it now because it'll distract me from whatever is going on here.
Well, anybody else have any questions, issues, apps they want to? I must say, since I downloaded the Gemini AI app, I have really enjoyed the ease of use because when I had it on my computer, it was kind of an ordeal to find it again because I could never remember what the actual URL was, so I would like go through my history and things like that. Now I just open the app and it's all there. And so it makes things real convenient. You can choose the voice you want it to read, whatever you had it write out loud, and then it gives you the option to copy and then share it. So it's like, it's really, really great. I just love that app.
I'm just looking at my settings here in accessibility, and it's got live speech off. What is that?
Okay, that, from what I understand, is if you live speech. I thought it was pertaining to the deaf, but maybe the I'm thinking the live captioning, so that if you're on a phone call, the person, if they're deaf, they can see the text on the screen. Live speech, I'm not real sure about.
Was it last week that we were talking about recording calls? Well, Terry and I actually played with it after the event last week, and it works pretty cool.
Really? So you actually hear this call is being recorded? That would be worth upgrading to 18. What version do you have to have, 18.2, to get that?
Well, I think at that point, 18.2 hadn't come out yet, I don't think. But I'm not entirely sure because I upgraded, but I don't remember if I did it before that class or after it. Do you remember, Terry?
It seems to me that it was on the previous version. I think you're right. I could be wrong. That doesn't happen often.
So I get that when you make a call as the phone is ringing, it will say record. Is that right? Is that when you would start that process, or does it wait until the person answers for you to be able to tell them that they're being recorded?
The phone actually tells them. And it seems to me that one has to wait until the phone call is connected. Is that right, Terry?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it has to be connected. I think I looked while it was ringing. Once it's connected, a lot of times you say, well, I'm going to be recording you. Is it okay? And then you click on it, and then it lets them know when it started.
The other thing that's very important to know is if you want to access those recordings, you have to go to your Notes app because it saves them in the Notes app. Neither one of us knew. It was kind of funny. Neither one of us knew where to find the recordings, and we kind of simultaneously in our various houses looked up that information and discovered that.
That's kind of neat. Terry, what do you think of the voice quality of the recordings?
I thought they were pretty good. It's almost like a voicemail, I think, didn't you, Mar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very clear.
Well, that would be kind of beneficial if you were doing a phone interview with somebody and instead of writing notes or something, you could just say, you know, do you mind if I record this conversation so I can take notes off of the call?
Well, why doesn't Terry call you or call Mar and they can demonstrate this? And they can play back the recording, and we can see how great it is.
Yeah, Terry, give Mar a call, because I'm on my phone now, so it would kick me out if I got a phone call.
Okay, well, I am on my computer, so let me know when you're going to call me, Terry, and I'll key down.
Okay, who's going to do the recording?
Well, I guess I can, but it doesn't matter. I guess I can.
Okay, I will give you a call right now. Let me pick up my phone here and we'll get started.
I'm kind of curious, so you both have the capability. I wonder if you both are able to do a recording of your own.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me switch my, well, let's see. I think hopefully you'll be able to hear my phone. I am actually locked down now. And there's my recorder or my microphone. So hopefully it won't be real super loud, but it'll be, you know, loud enough so you can hear it. Oh, come on, stay put, you little thing. There we go. It just doesn't want to stay put. I'll put it right here and hopefully that'll record it. Well, what's going on with my phone? Why won't it?
Speech on.
Okay, there we go. There it goes. Hey, Terry.
I know, I gotta figure out where I can't remember where the recorder's at.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
That's what I figured.
I think you have to hide the keypad first, I think, if I remember correctly, Terry.
I think you have to go to keyboard, don't you? Hide keyboard?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, so yeah, it's at the very top. If you keep flicking left, you'll find it. It says start call recording way at the very top of all the list of options you got there. Did you find it? Otherwise, I can do the recording because I'm right on it right now.
Mark.
Yeah.
It's at the top, you said?
Yeah, it's at the top. Mm-hmm. Right at the very top of all the options. It should say, let's see, it's right after there's a more info button, and it's right after that. If you flick to the left of that, it should say start call recording. You did the hide keyboard, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, that's way down at the other end by the end button. So that's down at the bottom right.
Oh, there we go. Okay,
now go all the way back to the top, and you should see your start recording button.
There we go.
This call will be recorded.
Okay, I don't know if you guys heard that, but I had it right next to the microphone when it said that. So now we should be recording, testing 1, 2, 3. This is a special recording done especially for the iPhone class on Wednesday, December 18th, 2024.
Yeah, I just got to notice that I'm now recording, so there we go. So.
Okay.
Oh, we're out of practice. I haven't done enough.
I know. So now you should be able to stop it, and then we'll
and then we'll
unkey until you find it in your notes, and then you can key up and play it.
All right, sounds like a winner.
All righty.
That was a really great description and demonstration. So now we all know where to find that record button. That's really neat. Both of you can record at the same time and each have a record of the call. That is awesome. Yeah, I think I'm going to upgrade very soon.
So that's in the 18 version.
Yeah, so now he's going to look for the note. And then he'll key up and play the recording when he finds it.
Did you hear what Becky asked you?
I'm sorry. I heard her voice, but the context of her question went right in one ear and out the other. What, Becky?
I said that you do have to have the version 18 for that.
I believe so.
Well, while we're waiting for Mar to see if she can get her to play, I wanted to mention that 2 weeks from today is New Year's Day. So we're probably going to table the users group for that day and maybe move it out a week. And so instead of meeting in 2 weeks, we'll be meeting in 3.
Sounds good. I'm on a play button, so here it goes. It gave me all the text, and then it here's a play button. So here we go.
Pause. Sheet grabber button.
You guys heard that, but I had it right next to the microphone when it said that. So now we should be recording, testing 1, 2, 3. This is a special recording done especially for the iPhone class on Wednesday, December 18th, 2024.
I just got a notice that I'm now recording, so there we go. So took a little bit. Okay. We're out of practice. I haven't done it enough to remember.
I know. So now you should be able to stop it.
Yeah, I'm right on the stop button now. So
right, and then we'll unkey until you find it in your notes.
Okay.
And then you can key up and play it.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
Alrighty.
We will do that. Okay. I guess that's the end of the recording.
What I noticed, and which is really neat, you know how it tells the other person you're now being recorded, but I did not hear that on the actual recording. Did anybody?
I didn't.
No, I don't think so. But it does come through on the other person's phone. That is, Terry, good job. All right, you got it to work. Yay!
And it records really well, too. You know, both voices equal in volume and clarity and stuff like that.
Yep, I'm going to be updating pretty soon. I've got 3 days, well, today, tomorrow and Friday off. So, yeah, probably tonight. Or, well, after center stage, of course.
Yeah, so, yeah, I thought the audio was excellent.
It was. Good deal. We got something new.
Yeah, we all learned something from that. Yeah, that is a pretty neat feature. And it's available to us right now. Yay!
So, Terry, where did you actually find the play button?
I'm not going to make it easy for you. You're going to have to find it because I'm not really sure.
Oh, I get that totally. That's why I said before, I remember just kind of playing around with it until I figured it out.
Well, he said it was at the end of the text, so somehow he found the play button. Was it buried there, Terry?
Yeah, there was the text of it, and then way to the right of the text, it was saying and voice over what we're saying in audio. Then to the right of that is the play button.
Okay, so is there a way to go directly to the bottom of the screen with some kind of a gesture?
A four-finger single tap will take you to the bottom of the screen. But yeah, I guess it's giving you the transcript and then the play. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, somebody gives you a phone number and they do it clearly. You shouldn't have a problem.
Okay, so we can get the recording of today's class.
Yeah, Terry, you might want to take some of the dead air spaces out when we were doing that.
I usually run that anyway. I always cut it out in all my recordings. I, you know, take all the dead air out.
So where do you get the recordings?
Item of interest under, I believe, audio?
Parker's the expert on that, and probably iPhone user group. He must be multitasking.
He must be away from his computer at the moment. But I believe it is under site functions, items of interest, and I think iPhone users group actually has its own category, does it not, Terry?
I do believe so. I don't go there very often. I do put the recordings up, but Parker places it on the web page. I have to upload the file after I edit it.
All right. Well, well, we got a whole 15 minutes to go. Does anybody have anything they'd like to bring up? Anything you're looking for Santa to bring you, iPhone related or otherwise?
I think I may have to get a newer phone when I get my glasses. I'm not sure this is going to support the glasses, but it might.
Oh, Susie, are you getting the Meta glasses?
Oh, yeah, I thought I told you. That's what my kids are giving me for Christmas.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous. I think you'll really enjoy that.
I told Dawn about them, you know, when I first heard about them. And so she just immediately, she was looking it up on her phone, and she got so excited. She said, "Mom, this is what you're getting for Christmas." And I said, "It almost sounds like magic to me." And she said, "It does to me too." So we're already calling them my magic glasses.
Well, you might want to talk to Lee. I think he had the version that you have, iPhone. And I think he had to end up, he had a 15 also. He had to end up putting it on his 15, I do believe. But don't take me for gospel. I could definitely be wrong.
Well, see, I've got the 20 SE. Yeah, he did have to do something.
Yeah, that's what I've got too. It's a good thing I didn't get them.
So you can't download that MetaView app on the SEs? I don't know. There's so many blind people that have them. I would have just figured that was okay.
Well, I've already got the app on my phone, I think. But whether when I get my glasses on, it's gonna have the power it needs, that part I don't know. But I mentioned that to Dawn, and she said, "Oh, because I'm on her family plan." And I said, "No, I paid for this one. The one you all gave me was about 6 or 7 years ago. So I probably, if I'm going to have to get a new phone, I'll probably be able to get it through there."
Yeah, now, I think he said, I don't know if it was in the setup or what, and that MetaView where it would lock up and it could only go so far. So if you have yours already installed, I don't know what would happen. I'm not sure.
Well, that's kind of discouraging. I mean, you know, it's like you're already paying down hundreds of dollars for the Meta glasses, and then now you have to pay even more to get a phone that will support the Meta glasses. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, and I've never heard anybody say, like, what versions of the phone work best with it to even warn people before they go into it.
I don't know. This one might, you know, work okay. It's kind of sluggish with all the stuff it's got on it anyway. I think it was, and he doesn't have the glasses, but Delete got if he got a 15 or what, but he needed it to support something that we had, because we got so many things that works on the iPhone.
If you give me a minute or two, I'll do a quick search and see if I can come up with something real quick.
Oh, yeah, of course we will, Terry. Susie, do you know what style of glasses you're going to get? And I heard that I think it's called Skylar or Sky something, that has the smaller frames to them.
Well, Dawn has the Ray-Ban sunglasses, and she has the same style that Terry and all the guys were getting. And I said, "That's what the guys are getting." And she said, "That's what I have." She said, no, they're not just for guys. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm getting. She was hoping to get, hers have green frames, but what she was finding was only the black. So that wasn't, well, I just plain don't know. I don't know why I keep stumbling around here.
Well, according to Sarah Smiles, I think hers are pink and some other color, and she said they fit really well, and they're smaller for a small framed face, which, you know, that would be what I would require. So I was just curious.
I bet hers are pink and gray. And the only reason I'm saying that is because when we were talking about them, Linda had said she wanted to get some, but what she wanted was the pink and gray. So I don't know if that's what Sarah has or not.
I think you might be right about that.
But I'm guessing if what I get doesn't really look right, because we didn't have time to go and try any on, then we'll be able to exchange them.
Do you know where she's getting them from? Would it be like Best Buy or an optical store or Amazon?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Amazon, because when I ask her something about the glasses and I mentioned that they were on sale, she said, they are? And I said, yes. She said, oh. And I said, do you think we'd have time tomorrow to go and, you know, try some on? She said, Mom, I'm sorry. No, there is just no way. Because they already had a lot of stuff going on. So I think maybe she got them from Amazon, and she had said that if they didn't work, we could send them back. So we'll see.
Well, I'm excited for you. I am super excited for you there, Susie. That's awesome.
Yeah, Susie, really. It'll be fun to hear, when you've had a chance to play with them, what you really think of them and what kinds of things you're doing with them.
Well, I'm going to have to stay off the computer and some other things that I waste too much time on, and just really work at learning to use them and learning a lot of the things that I should have already learned. But anyway, I'm excited about it, and she is almost as excited as I am, just in her voice. And she was telling the folks at the party we went to the other day.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I did hear that although Metaglasses is good about describing what's around you, it does not read verbatim what something says. It will give you a kind of a summary of what it is, but it won't read word for word what your like mail or something like that. So you'll probably have to still depend on the VD scan app for it, more precise information.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. I know through the years, people will want one thing to do everything. Well, I think if you've got enough things that this will do this and this will do that, you just use all the tools in your box.
I've been using the Be My AI for a lot of different things. Like if I just want to know basically what a bottle of something is, I can put it on a table and take a picture of it, and it says the picture shows a bottle of such and such. And and it'll say that the text on the label reads, and it's very, very useful to me.
Yeah, I've done that as well, and it's very, very handy. Those round bottles are very iffy. Our cans are very iffy sometimes. I have to switch between seeing AI or be my eyes, but isn't it wonderful to have so many different options?
Yes, it is. Well, Lee was telling, Judy and Delete and I were in the room, and he was talking about what he'd done with his glasses that day, and he said he went to the cabinet or the pantry and started picking up cans, and it just read it automatically. There wasn't that delay, and he didn't have to keep turning them round and round, and sometimes it's just difficult to, especially on cans or bottles, to get the extra information you want. And Judy said, well, if it'll read something round that good, I may have to have some.
I know I have the Seeing AI camera reading my Christmas cards, and that includes the handwriting text that people put on them.
Isn't that exciting? The first time I used the Be My Eyes was on a birthday card that my brother had sent me, and it described all the colors and designs and everything on the front. Yeah, and reading the handwritten notes on the inside. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I remember when you were in the chat room with us one morning and you did that, and it was so cool.
I remember that too. And that same year, I think it was just last year anyway, I got a bunch of Christmas cards at the party, and I'm sat there and was able to read everything and have it described in the text. And it was just amazing. I just loved it. All right, so we're coming to the end of the hour. Terry, do you have the information?
No, I just called back. They got it. They paired with Galaxy and this and that. I'm trying to dig it out, but I'll have to find it and post it to the iPhone list if I find it.
Okay, well, that works. So having said that, this has been a wonderful hour. I really appreciate everybody for coming and contributing. And again, instead of on New Year's Day, we'll meet the following Wednesday and then pick up the 2 weeks thereafter. And so everybody have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and all the best to everybody in here.